have your Bibles. Judges chapter 6 and 7 is a story of Gideon. We're coming up on a new year. And I want to draw your attention to the thought of the Lord has sent us. Oh, we're going to have the faith to go. Notice, if you would, in the passage that was read, verse 14, the last phrase, have not I sent thee? I want you to understand this morning that God has sent every one of us to do something this year. He sent you to make a difference. Everybody here. You might say, well, you know, I don't know what the Lord wants me to do. If you get rid of your fears and put your faith in Him, He'll show you what He's got in store for you this year. And it is great victory. There's a lot of things you can turn around and look back next December and say, wow, look, it was a great year between the Lord and I. Maybe you've got a fear of losing your temper because you can't control it. Maybe you've got a fear of lustfulness because you can't control it. Pornography. Maybe you've got a fear of talking about the Lord. Maybe you just have a fear of giving like you should. Maybe you have a fear of surrendering yourself to the Lord. You know, at every missions conference, I want to urge everyone in the building to surrender your life to go to the mission field if that's what God wants. Do you understand today that all of us in this room ought to be willing to lay on this altar our heart to do anything He wants us to do? And so when it comes to a revival, Lord, I give you my heart. I want everything right in my heart. Everything. And you lay your heart on the altar. A missions conference, Lord, I lay my life on the altar. I give you my heart. Most people cannot and will not do that because of fear. Well, God would call me to the jungles of Africa or to the backwoods of Papua New Guinea or the outback of Australia. And there's a fear. Now, I want you to notice, God sees tomorrow. And He's placed, and listen to this statement, He's placed enough courage in everybody in this room already for you to do what He's called you to do. But you may be like Gideon. It's not activated yet. Your fear is taken over. Faith activates courage. Faith in the Lord activates the courage that God has given to you. Notice, if you would, I want you to see that very quickly. Notice, if you would, notice the inward fears of Gideon. If you'll notice in verse number, this is chapter 6, and notice, if you would, in verse number 2. And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel. And because the Midianites, the children of Israel, were then in the dens, which were in the mountains, in caves and strongholds, they hid from the Midianites. And notice why. Verse 4, they encamped against them and destroyed the increase of the earth till they came to Gaza and left no sustenance for Israel, neither sheep nor ox nor ass. Verse 4, they destroyed everything they could use to live with. So they were scrounging around for any foodstuffs they can, eating roots, killing small animals. Notice, if you would, in verse 5, for they came up with their cattle and their tents. They came as grasshoppers for multitude. In verse 6, and Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites. Now, they did the right thing. Verse 6, and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. Now, there's people crying unto the Lord at your work. You know, there's a lot of people that don't believe in God, they say. But you put them in a foxhole with bombs going on around them, and they're praying to God. because God's in every foxhole. It just takes the right fear to get to our heart to say, Lord, I need you. And all of us in this room, we have fears. And with the absence of the presence of the Lord, of the strength of the Lord, we're going to be afraid to do a lot of things that God wants us to do. Notice, if you would, I want you to see that God has placed in everybody in this room enough strength to do the will of God, to go, to do whatever God wants you to do. Look, if you would, in verse number 12. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. Do you know who he's talking to here? Gideon. Gideon's hiding. He's threshing wheat, hiding from the Midianites. They somehow found a little piece of ground where they'll grow some wheat so they can make some bread. And he's threshing the wheat in hiding at night. Now, this is not a brave man. You'll notice, if you would, in verse number 23. The Lord said unto him, peace be unto thee, fear not, thou shalt not die. The angel comes and talks to him and says, Gideon, I got something to tell you. And when the angel's gone, he's terrified. He says, I'm going to die because I've seen the angel of the Lord face to face. I'm going to die. He was fearful then. Notice, if you would, in chapter 7, down in verse 10. But if thou fear, go down, thou and Phurah, thy servant, down to the host. It seems like he's always afraid. Why was fear the most important ingredient in his life when God said, I've made you strong? Notice he says, verse 12 of chapter 6, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. How can both things be true? He's a mighty man of valor. He's a brave man. But all that the Bible talks about is the fears of Gideon. He was fearful to thresh his wheat. He was fearful when he saw the angel. He's fearful to go down to battle. He's fearful everywhere he turns around. You know, he's the one that's famous for, Lord, the fleece. Lord, if you really are talking to me, then would you let the fleece be wet? Would you let it be dry? I mean, Lord, he was just weak. But God said, thou mighty man of valor. Why? Because God had already placed the mightiness and the valor in his heart, the courage in his heart. But without faith, it is impossible to please the Lord. So everybody in this room has got enough strength to do what God wants you to do. But without faith in the Lord, without trusting the Lord, now you'll notice, and God puts them both in the same sentence. Look in verse number 12. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them and said to him, number one, the Lord is with thee. And everybody in this room has got to realize the Lord's with you today. If you're saved, the Lord is with you. If you've trusted Christ as Savior, the Lord is with you. Now, everybody in this room, there's got to be a time in your life when you've trusted Christ as Savior. That doesn't mean when you come to church or when you get baptized or when you give money or when you read a Bible or when you light some candles. It means when you've realized you're a sinner and you've come to Jesus Christ and said, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner and I'm sorry for my sin. And I know you died on the cross for me. Would you pay my debt of sin that I owe your Father and blot out my sin by your precious blood? I need to be saved today. And the Bible says, as many as received him, to them gave you power to become the sons of God. So God will save you today, sons and daughters of God, in a moment of time. And then the Lord is always with us. But Satan tries to separate us from God and we lose our faith that he is with us. And as a result, our courage is hidden and our fear is revealed. And that's the way most Christians live, just like Gideon, with fear revealed and courage hidden. And God says, I don't want my people to live that way. I want to be able to use you. I've sent you. But Lord, notice what he says in verse number 14. The Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might. In other words, I've given you the courage. And thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? The Lord always goes with us when he calls us to do something. He never sends us alone. He said, I am with thee. But you'll notice, verse 15, And he said unto him, Oh, my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? No courage. No faith. Lord, not me. I can't do it. Notice what he says. Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh. I don't have any money. And I am the least in my father's house. He said, look, he starts listing the reasons I can't do things. Have you listed the reasons why you can't do things to the Lord? All of us do that. If we have little faith, we're going to list reasons we can't do it. It happened in Moses' life. It's happened here in Gideon's life. And so you and I can learn to live next year with fear at regular terms. Well, I'm afraid to do that. I'm afraid if I do that, this will happen. I'm afraid if I witness to that person, they'd get upset. I'm afraid if I gave them a tract, they might throw it away. I'm afraid if I, we just live in fear. Most Christians don't live in faith. They live in fear. And their courage is never activated. And so we go through life as a mighty man of valor, but it's never seen. We never enjoy it. We never have the thrill of victory, only the agony of defeat. And that happens in all of our lives. If you've got a temper problem, the Lord says, Oh, thou mighty man of valor, I can solve your temper. If you've got a bitterness problem, I can solve that bitterness problem. Oh, thou mighty man of valor, I'll be with you. But we go through year after year after year carrying our fears and revealing our fears and hiding our courage. The courage that God has given to everybody in this room. The Lord is with you, and God has given you the courage to be a mighty man or woman of valor. The question is, will you have the faith to believe that God can use you? And I don't know what the Lord wants for you to do in this room. But I know this, fear will cripple you. And so if you're giving the Lord fear, the excuses, well, Lord, I give that, but you're giving him excuses. I cannot imagine what we could do for missions if all of us in our church got rid of our fears, the fear of giving. The Lord said, I own the cattle on 1,000 hills. And thou were too little. I own the stars too. There's nothing God can't do through us if we're willing to trust him. As I read the faith of George Mueller, if I read the faith of various missionaries that have gone, the China Inland Mission would not allow you to do deputation. They just said, go and let God provide. And 1,000 missionaries went and were provided for. There's a God in heaven that can do anything if we trust him. Now, I'm not saying that's the way we should do it. I believe in deputation. I believe in preparation and planning. But there are some times when God says, I'll send you, you go. We just do what he says. There are times whenever I want you to do something wonderful. And you say, I can't do that, Lord. I can't witness to my boss. I can't witness to my neighbor, Lord. They won't listen, blah, blah, blah. We fill in the blank. Lord, there's this thing in my life. I cannot get rid of it. There's a lustfulness in my heart. I can't get rid of it. There's a bitterness and anger in my heart. I can't get rid of it. And the Lord says, I'm calling you to. Today, the Lord sent you to do something in 2021. What is it? Notice he says, have not I sent thee in verse 14. Maybe it's, I pray every day for the Lord to call more people to the mission field. Do you realize how many billions of people there are that don't know the name of Jesus Christ? Do you know we spend more on our dogs and cats than we do on missions? I don't know about you, but I don't want to stand before God for that. I'm not against dogs and cats, but we ought to love the souls of men a lot more than that. And understand, that's just our society. But we're to be different. God looks at every one of you in this room and says, I've sent you. I've got something for you to do. Will you do it for me? Oh, but Lord, I'm a nobody. Look what he says in verse number 15. My family is poor. I don't have any money. Lord, how can I lead Israel? I don't have any money. Now, I don't have enough money to do this. I don't have enough money to do that. And then notice the next excuse. He says, and now I am the least in my father's house. I am the last person on earth that you would be able to use, Lord, to win the victory. I'm the smallest, the most fearful guy in my family. Did you know God likes to use the least to do the greatest? Was David the oldest in his family? The youngest. You look through Scripture and you'll find God likes to use people that are least. You know why? Because when they do great things, He gets the glory. God rarely uses a 5-talent man or a 5-talent woman because talents go to the head. I mean, you begin to look at these athletic people that play in the NFL or NBA, and they're self-absorbed. They want attention brought to themselves. There are very few that are humble and gracious and yielded to do what God wants them to do. And the reason is because the more we try to look at ourselves, the less we need the Lord. And so I notice in this passage, I see the excuses given. But also see that those excuses are a result of an inward fear that Gideon's got. He's got this inward fear that I'm least and I don't have any money and I can't do it. And besides that, look at the Midianites. They're like grasshoppers. He sees the vastness of the problem and he just can't get past it. So he hides. And the Lord says, look, I can help you. Or you can let your fear force you out of doing what I want you to do. It's your choice. And I'm afraid a lot of us have allowed our fears to force us out of the will of God. Now, that doesn't mean we've fallen into gross sin. It just means we're not doing what God sent us to do. Now, you tell me, are we out of God's will when we're doing things and we're happy, but we're not in the center of God's will? Yes. God wants us to do what He wants us to do, what He's planned for us to do, what He's sent us to do. And everybody in this room has got a purpose or you wouldn't be here. What is it? Now this coming year, will you do your purpose better than you did last year? That's called spiritual growth. All of us should do that. Every one of us. Now, when you notice, if you would, he allows the fears to almost get him out of the Lord's will. Notice, if you would, in verse number 16. And the Lord said unto him, surely I will be with thee. He reiterates it. Now, you'll notice the angel said it in verse 14. Now, God himself says it in verse 16. And the Lord said unto him, surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. In other words, if you allow me to go with you, if you'll put your faith and trust in me, we'll win the victory. And then notice in verse 17. And he said unto him, if now I have found grace in thy sight. Folks, tonight, you and I today, we can't look at the Lord and say, if, Lord. Did you know he does that four times? There's four ifs in this passage. Lord, if you're really going to go with me, the Lord said, I said I would be with you. I sent an angel to say I'd be with you. And you look at me and say, if? I'm afraid we use that an awful lot. Lord, if you'll do this, then I'll do this. We bargain with the Lord. And you'll notice, if you would, he says in verse 17, if now I have found grace in thy sight, then show me a sign that thou talkest with me. Now, you know, the Lord says, I'm not going to give you signs because I've given you faith instead. But we want signs. We want visible signs. And in this day, of course, he didn't have a copy of scriptures. And so the Lord did use signs and wonders. But you'll notice, if you would, in verse number 19, Gideon went in and made ready a kid, and 11 cakes, an ephah of flour and flesh, and he makes a meal. And you notice in verse 20, And the angel of God said, and take the flesh and the unleavened cakes and lay them upon this rock and pour out the broth. And he did so. And the angel of the Lord put forth the end of the staff that was in his hand and touched the flesh and unleavened cakes. And there rose up fire out of the rock and consumed the flesh and the unleavened cakes. Now, at that point in time, I said, okay, I'm ready to go fight the Midianites because you're with me. You've proved your point, Lord. But notice what he does. Verse 22, when Gideon perceived that he was an angel of the Lord, Gideon said, alas, O Lord God, because I've seen the angel of the Lord face to face. The Lord said unto him, peace be unto thee, fear not, thou shalt not die. He immediately says, I'm going to die. He didn't think, I'm going to win the victory. He said, oh no, I'm going to die. Lord, if you'll show me a sign, the Lord does show him a sign. And then he sees the sign, he says, oh, I'm going to die. Isn't that just like us? He could not give us enough signs for us to have the courage to go. What does the Lord want you to do? Let me encourage you to do this. This year, do this. Lord, I'm going to grow one day at a time. I'm going to get up in the morning. I'm going to read a copy of your word. I'm going to read some of it. I'm going to make some notes in it. I'm going to underline some things until something touches my heart for that day. And I'm going to tell you the burdens of my heart and ask for you to strengthen me. Lord, I need your strength today to do what you sent me to do. And then the next morning you get up and do exactly the same thing. And you do everything that you know to do. Well, I know I'm supposed to talk right. Then I'm going to talk right. I know I'm supposed to think right. Then I'm going to think right. I'm going to bring every thought captive the obedience of Christ. I know I'm supposed to go to church. So I'm going to go to church. I know I'm supposed to pray for others. So I'm going to pray for others. I'm going to make a prayer list. And I'm going to do the very simple, rudimentary things that I know I'm supposed to do. And at the end of next year, you're going to be able to look back and say, wow, things are different. I've grown in the Lord. Look what God has used me to do. But it's not just going to happen all of a sudden. One morning you're going to wake up and do miraculous things. It's a day by day growth. Gideon learned slowly but surely to trust the Lord. Now, you'll notice, if you would, take and just note and look in verse number 24. Then Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord, and he called it Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace, the Jehovah of peace. And you'll notice, with me, if you would, he offers an offering, and then you'll notice he gets courage about it. But now if you'll notice, if you would, in verse number 34, in the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, and he blew a trumpet, and Abiezer was gathered after him, and he sent messengers throughout all Manasseh. And notice, if you would, down in verse 36, and Gideon said unto God, if thou wilt save Israel by my hand as thou hast said. Now keep in mind, he's already asked, if are you with me? Lord, you've asked me to go and win the victory over the Midianites. If, Lord, you'll show me a sign, I'll do it. And he brings fire out of the rock. And then a little bit later he says, now Lord, if you want me to go, look what he does. Verse number 37, behold, I'll put a fleece of wool in the floor, and if the dew be on the fleece only, and it be dry upon all the earth beside, then shall I know that thou wilt save Israel by my hand as thou hast said. So he gets up and he takes that fleece and wrings out a bowl of water out of it. He says, wow, that's another sign, God, that's a second sign. Okay, God's given me the promise, and he's backed it up with a sign. And they said, uh-oh, wait a minute. Verse 38, verse 39. And Gideon said unto God, let not thine anger be hot against me. Why is that? Because I'm still not willing to go. And I will speak this but once. Let me prove. If I pray thee this once with the fleece, let it now be dry upon only the fleece, and upon all the ground let there be dew. And he did so that night, for it was dry upon the fleece, only there was dew on all the ground. You know why he did that? Because it was easier to say, an enemy could come along and just pour water in that fleece, and the ground would have been dry. He says, I need another sign. And now I want all the ground to be wet, but that fleece dry. That's impossible. Do you understand? We'll never stop asking for signs. We learn to walk with the Lord day by day. And as we walk with the Lord day by day, our strength grows. We have little events in our life day by day, and we learn to trust Him, and our strength grows. We have a little bit more things that happen in our life this day, and our strength grows. And then we turn right around at the end, and God only asks us to do with what the strength that we have. But everybody in this room, He's already placed the strength that you need in your soul now to do tomorrow's work. The question is, will you let your faith happen to strengthen it, to activate it? I'm reminded again, notice if you would, in verse number 1 of chapter 7, then Zerubbabel, who is Gideon, and all the people that were with him rose up early and pitched before the well of Herod. And they talk about it a little bit more. And you'll notice in verse number 2. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands. So God has given him some instructions. There's 32,000 with Gideon. Now keep in mind, the Midianites are like grasshoppers. More than I can count. But I've only got 32,000. I can count. And the Lord said, that's too many. Now, why is it that he didn't argue with the Lord and say, Lord, I need more men, not less. He's beginning to understand that God is the majority, that the Lord is the difference, and it's not men. So God pares it down to 10,000, then he pares it down to 300, and then he says, I'm going to use these 300 to give you the victory. And Gideon has got fear in his heart, but he's still going. He's learned that God is enough. But he still has fear in his heart. And when that happens, God says, I'll strengthen you. Notice if you would in verse number 10. But if thou fear to go down. Now notice verse 7. And the Lord said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that have lapped will I save you and deliver the Midianites into thine hand. And let all the other people go every man unto his place. And notice if you would, verse 10. But if thou fear to go down. God knows our hearts. He knows when we're struggling. He always gives us what we need. But we have to learn to trust Him. Faith activates courage. Remember that. Faith activates courage. Trust in the Lord activates courage. You can do anything God has sent you to do if you'll just trust Him. If we'll trust Him. But the problem is, without trust, fear is all we have. Activate your courage by your faith. So the Lord says, look, I know Gideon, you've already had 3 miracles, but you need one more. So notice what he does. Verse number 10. But if thou fear to go down, go thou with Phurah, thy servant, down to the host, and thou shalt hear what they say. And afterward shall thine heart be strengthened to go down into the host. I know when you need a little bit of something extra. And God says, I will always give you that little bit of something extra. So in the way, he starts out here. Who am I? I'm the least in my father's house. I'm the poorest. But he starts walking with the Lord. And he starts going, but Lord, if you'll show me this, I need a sign, the Lord does. I need another sign, Lord. Now, the Lord's not going to do that with us. Show us all these signs. But as we walk with the Lord and walk with the Lord, our strength grows and we begin to trust the Lord. And events happen in our life and we turn and look back and say, how did I make it through that? And then we get down here a little further. And God says, now I want you to do this. And it's bigger than us. But the Lord says, I'll help you. He knows when you need a little bit extra. And He's always there to give us the strength to activate our strength. His strength activates our strength. Faith in Him activates the strength and the valor He's already placed in our heart. So you notice, if you would, in verse number 13, when Gideon was come, behold, there was a man that told a dream unto his fellow and said, now keep in mind, Gideon and Phurah have slipped down to the enemy. They're behind a tree or behind a rock, and the enemy's right there. And he's listening to their conversation around the campfire. And he said, behold, I dreamed a dream, and lo, a cake of barley tumbled into the host of Midian and came into a tent and smote it that it fell flat, overturned it that the tent lay along. A cake of barley did that? Yeah. And his fellow entered and said, this is nothing else save the sword of the Lord, the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel. For into his hand hath God delivered Midian and all the host. Now notice what happens. And it was so that when Gideon heard the telling of the dream and the interpretation thereof, and folks, this is something we've got to learn to do, that he worshiped. He worshiped the Lord. Before the victory, he worshiped the Lord. He thanked the Lord. He praised the Lord. He loved the Lord. He thanked the Lord for using him. He worshiped and returned into the host of Israel and said, arise, the Lord hath delivered. Now he's filled with courage. Now his courage has been activated by his faith that God will help him. In verse 16, and he divided the 300 men into three companies. And you'll notice what he says. And I like verse 17. Folks, this is what the world is looking for. Some Christians that do this. Look in verse 17. He said unto them, look on me and do likewise. Follow me. Anybody ever remember that? 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. No one's to follow us in their own flesh, but they're to follow us as we take a step day by day. Look at your children and say, follow me, because I'm going to serve the Lord. Look at your wife and say, follow me, because I'm going to serve the Lord. Look at your husband and say, I'm going to serve the Lord. And let him learn to follow the Lord. Everybody in this room, where's the older brothers and sisters that say, follow me, because I'm going to serve the Lord. Follow me. I'm going to serve the Lord. Notice what he says. Look on me and do likewise. And behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that as I do, so shall ye do. I'm going forward. I'm going to do it by myself, but I want you to come with me. Let's do it together because God is with us. Today, I don't know what God's called you to do in 2021. But he's got something for everybody in this room that he says, I've sent you. Maybe it's for a grandmother to be good to a grandson, lead him to Christ, or a granddaughter. Maybe it's for a grandparent to begin to pray for their family to be saved. Maybe it's for a son to pray for his parents or daughter. Maybe it's for you to be the testimony at work that no one else can be. You can do it. You already have the courage. It's built in. But you've got to activate it by enough faith to say, Lord, I'll do what you want me to do. I'm reminded that all of us must get to the point where we say, Lord, thank you for using me. Even though you haven't yet, but I'm willing. I'll use your courage to strengthen me. And the Lord will strengthen every one of us in this room. I'm reminded, David is sitting on a rock watching his sheep, and a lion and bear come. And that's not natural to go after the lion and the bear. But the courage of God gives you the strength to do everything he sends you to do. And then Goliath comes. It was because of the lion and the bear experience that now he could win the victory over Goliath in front of the whole world. Do you understand that God has little victories along the way, but you and I have to win them every day? It's a day-by-day victory. Learn to take a copy of the scriptures. Learn to gain strength from it. Learn to take your prayer list and lift it to the Lord. Learn to see little answers to prayer so that when the big one comes, you can plead with the Lord and He'll answer. We had a couple of people get brain cancer in our church. Both of them died within a year. And I was praying for both of them that the Lord spare their life, if it's His will. And then Robin Manchesky got it. I said, Lord, please, would You grant victory here? We've already lost two. Could You do a miracle here? Let the doctors have no explanation. 10 years ago. And the last time I talked with Robin and prayed for them a couple of months back, her screen, which is done every quarter, as far as I remember, is cancer free. Why? Little prayers along the way of you, me, us together. And God says, okay. God has sent us to pray for people. God has sent us to share the gospel with people. God has sent every one of us to live right in 2021. Will you do it? Don't stop praying. Don't stop rattling heaven for people. I pray for Robin every day. I pray for Mrs. Clark. She had cancer. I pray for Wanda. She had cancer. I pray for everybody in our church that had cancer. Lord, would You give them another year of cancer-free? That's what God has sent me to do. Now, I've added Sam to the list. Those of you who don't know, Miss Erica, Nathan's wife, she had cancer. She has to go to an oncologist to find out what she's got to do. Do you understand today that you and I have a big role in what God has planned for tomorrow? God has sent us. But it takes time. It takes work. It takes obedience. You can't have a dirty life and pray. God's looking for some Gideons. You already have the strength. Will you live holy enough and in enough faith that you can activate the courage already in your soul to do great things for God? This is the year. Let's do something wonderful for the Lord. But He's got to have you with all of your courage. The Lord is with you. Will you activate your courage? Let's bow our heads forward in prayer this morning. Maybe you're here and you sort of lost purpose and person. You just struggle. As long as you're breathing the air, God has a purpose for you. He sent you. Will you make 2021 your greatest year, no matter what your age is? Would you purpose one day at a time to walk with Him? Would you purpose to be the best wife you could be, the best husband you could be, the best son to God that you can be, the best daughter to God you can be, the best employee? Look, every one of us, God sent us. Let's be the light He wants us to be. But you can't do it without the courage of God activated in your soul. We're going to have a word of prayer. Maybe you're here today and say, Pastor, I've never trusted Christ as Savior. Why don't you come and activate the blood of Christ in your life and trust Him as Savior. And be redeemed. Have your name written in the book of life, the Lamb's book of life. Have an eternal home in heaven. But if you and I have, let's make this year our greatest year. Let's activate the courage of God in our souls. Lord Jesus, speak to our hearts today. We need you, dear Lord. Make us like Gideon. Lord, without the fearfulness. Lord, we all have fears. Would you remove them from our heart by increasing our strength? In your precious name we pray. Amen.